I'm DeJuan Jr.
Jordan.
Brandon.
And during this podcast, we will be focusing on where we come from and how we've overcame difficult challenges in the streets of Baltimore City. I'm DeJuan Thornton, and we are here with
Tyler McKenzie.
Okay, and today we'll be focusing on how people, well, how you overcame challenges in Baltimore City.
Really, I just set a goal for my, myself early on. Told my mother I would promise her something, so I just kept that to her, and I'm going to hold that out until I get in college. So, yeah, you just got to set a goal for yourself, and you got to want to get out of where you're going through. So, yeah.
Is there a specific goal that you set that you can name?
I promised my mother that I'd make it out of college alive, or I make it out of where the hell I am right now, Emerson Village alive, and I make it to college. So I plan on keeping that promise until I get to college.
Do you know Baltimore City has the highest killing rate? How do you feel about that?
Well, there's nothing that really I can do about it. It's really a community and a society. Like us as black people, we gotta try to change that as a whole. So there's nothing that one person can do by themselves. It's more so of like a community. So communities gotta come together. And me personally, I feel like, you know, it's been like that for so long. Ain't no point in trying to change it now because it won't work.
Okay, thank you, Tyler McKenzie.
Peace.
My name is Brandon Clark.
My name is DeJuan Thornton Jr.
And today we'll be interviewing Kyrie Liddy. Kyrie, how do you feel? Well, how did you overcome the challenges of the streets of Baltimore City?
Well, for me, I played basketball and stayed with myself and my family.
Okay. Do your family, like, do they appreciate you, like, achieving your dreams and your goals in Baltimore City?
Yes, they do. They blood. And they do know I want to be a lawyer and want to go to college, and they all support it.
Okay. Are you kind of afraid that Baltimore City streets are really dangerous? Like how do you feel about it?
I'm not afraid because I grew up in it, but I am worried about the concerns of other children.
Okay. You know, Baltimore City has the highest killing rate. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel like that we're in a huge, dangerous spot, and we should stay safe.
Okay.
No.
I'm DeJuan Thornton Jr., and today we are here with
Destiny.
Okay, Destiny. I will be interviewing you and asking you questions about Baltimore City.
Okay.
So the first question is, how did you overcome the bad challenges in Baltimore City?
I overcome the bad challenges in Baltimore City by, like, keeping to myself, you know, staying out of trouble, not, like, doing a little bad stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know that Baltimore City has the highest killing rate?
Yes, I do.
How do you feel about that?
I think that's dumb. Like, they need to stop killing for real, because it's not really serious.
Do you feel like people in Baltimore City should stick together and come as one?
Yeah.
How would you feel like Baltimore City would change if that happens?
I would feel that more people would, like, you know, be brothers and sisters like we say we are and come together, and, like, the city would look nicer. No more killing, no more, like, dirty stuff on the streets. It look cleaner.
Thank you for your time.
My name is Brandon Clark, and today I'll be interviewing
DeJuan Jr. All
right, so DeJuan, how did you overcome the challenges of the streets in Baltimore City?
I overcame the challenges by staying to myself and focusing on what I need and not what I want.
Okay. Do you know Baltimore City has the highest, one of the highest killings?
Yes, I do, and to be honest, that's kind of heartbreaking because I've seen murders for myself, so, like, it's uncomfortable living here sometimes, but you have to live with it.
How did you feel when you told me that you saw the murder for yourself? Like, how did you feel about it?
I felt traumatized for, like, 2 weeks.
Traumatized? Okay. And do you feel like black people in this community should stick together?
Yes, I do, because we are tearing Baltimore City apart. And then, like, if we tear it apart so much, then it won't be nothing left for our future.
How do you feel Baltimore City should change? Like, what do you want to change about it? Like, what need to change?
Guns down. Guns down? If you put the guns down, then a lot of murders wouldn't be happening, and we wouldn't have the highest killing rate.
Okay, thank you for today.
Hello, I'm Joy.
And I'm here with
Miss Gaiaretta.
All right, Ms. Gaiaretta, how do you feel about Baltimore?
I love Baltimore. I've been here for a long time. I came to college here. Growing up, I always came to Baltimore, so it's a place that was always very close to me.
What are some positive and negative things about Baltimore?
Well, some of the positive things about Baltimore is that it's a pretty small city, so it always feels like a community here. It feels like it's called Smalltimore for a reason, because it's a big city, but it's also such a little city. Like, you end up running into the same people. Your community is very small. Everybody really loves on each other here. One of the negative things I would have to say about Baltimore is obviously the crime rate. Baltimore is a tough city to grow up in. It's a tough city in terms of all the crime that always happens here. You hear about it everywhere. And, you know, being a Baltimore City teacher, it's something that I experience, you know, with my job on a regular basis.
I heard you say something about crime. Do you know Baltimore City has the highest homicides?
Yeah, that's actually something that I heard before. And, you know, that always leads me to think about all the times that we try to do the no murder weekends in Baltimore. You know, part of the reasons we have things like that is because there's homicides and there's killings that happen every day.
Okay, I heard all you heard. Also heard you say something about.
I also heard you say something about, like, the movements and the things we try to do to stop murders in Baltimore. In Baltimore, we have a slogan or, like, a say-so called "Guns Down, Gloves Up." Basically, like, there's no reason of shooting when you can, like, put some boxing gloves on and, like, settle it like men, or, like, there's no need to take a life for like, stuff that's really irrelevant. How do you feel about that?
I absolutely and completely agree. I think that one of the problems that we have with gun violence here is the people's inability to solve problems differently. You know, obviously, and we know this, it's common sense. Like, the only way to solve a problem is not using a gun and killing somebody over it. And I think that if we really want to change Baltimore's culture, we're going to have to think about changing the way that people think about how they can solve problems.
Okay, thank you, Ms. G.
My name is Brandon Clark and Jordan Johnson, and this is the end of our podcast. I hope you learned something about overcoming challenges in Baltimore City streets.